Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Before stock markets around the world plummeted, an airline industry group predicted that this Labor Day weekend could break records in the U.S. with 3% more people flying this year than last. And AAA said Labor Day weekend travel would be at the highest level since 2008. We'll see what happens when all is said and done. But one company with a front row seat to the travel industry is TripAdvisor. It calls itself the world's largest travel site with more than 250 million reviews and opinions of hotels, restaurants, and attractions all around the world. As part of our ongoing series of conversations with leaders called View from the Top, we're joined now by the co-founder, president, and CEO of TripAdvisor, Stephen Coffer. Welcome to Here and Now.
Well, thank you very much.
Well, I want to start by asking you, as you watch what we're all watching, which is stocks around the world falling, what does that mean for a company like TripAdvisor?
Well, it is a bit turbulent, as they say in the travel industry out there at the moment, but it really doesn't mean much at all for TripAdvisor, because we're a company that has always been focused on the long-term results. And the long-term results is that people will continue to travel, no matter whether the weather's a bit choppy at the moment or not.
So global stock downturn doesn't get people to stop traveling even in the interim?
It might have a temporary effect. It might not. But those temporary effects aren't what's guiding the future of TripAdvisor. When we look at the 370 million travelers that visit us each month, they're looking to have a great time. And so as they go about their business planning a trip, if a few less come this week and a few more come in a couple of months when turbulence might be over, it doesn't affect our long-term planning.
Well, let me ask you about another part of this, which is China. This is what's leading stocks down. And TripAdvisor recently sold off an entity in China. You said, quote, we're not winning in China. How difficult is that market?
China is an incredibly tough market in so many verticals, and certainly in the travel space, where there are quite a few competitors and quite a few meaningful-sized internet companies with their own play in travel. So we look at the Chinese traveler looking to take a trip outside of their country, and we feel we have the best content, bar none, the best selection of hotels, restaurants, attractions. And so the asset or the company that we sold in China was one that focused on domestic travel, which isn't an area where we felt we had a leg up on anyone.
And what about the idea of Google and Amazon becoming bigger competitors of yours, getting into the online travel industry? Does that worry you?
Well, Google's been making little forays into travel for many, many years, but they haven't been able, at least in our estimation, to convince anyone that they're a great site to go to plan a trip. They're a very good search engine. And so our objection with Google is simply how they try to take some of the traffic that's coming to Google and sort of hide other results that are out there on the web, like a TripAdvisor, in order to preference their own offerings. In terms of Amazon, yes, they look like they're coming out with something, or they have come out with something in travel. But again, a site that you go to buy stuff that is shipped to you, a book, an internet router, is a very different thing than helping someone plan a vacation.
But how do you get people to go to you to do the booking through TripAdvisor? Right now, you've got all the reviews. I might go to TripAdvisor and read reviews of hotels in Chicago, but then go and book them somewhere else, maybe even directly through the hotel's website. How do you get people to say, I'm going to do everything at TripAdvisor?
Well, that's the beauty of where we are positioned in the travel ecosystem. Folks that we run across, just the average travelers, they love TripAdvisor. Why? Because we're providing that truly unbiased information on where to go, where to stay, and what to do. So they love these reviews, and they come to us and they say, help me, TripAdvisor, help me figure out where I'm going to stay. TripAdvisor offers the ton of selection, and then we offer the price comparison. So here's the price from Expedia, here's the price from Booking, here's the price from Orbitz, and here's a price from TripAdvisor. If TripAdvisor has a good price, then terrific. You, as a consumer, may be happy to book on TripAdvisor. If not, and you wish to book by clicking on the link to Expedia, that's fine with us. And when somebody else has a better price, we're transparent. We're showing you that better price and letting you click off to book on that site.
We've been talking about the traditional competition that you face from other websites that focus on hotels and things like that. What about Airbnb, which has really changed the game?
It has. They've carved out a bit of a new type of lodging category. It's both the shared space as well as, just frankly, a cheaper way to stay in a city, renting out someone's apartment. And it's a good service. I know TripAdvisor in our vacation rentals area, as well as other sites, offer very similar services in many different parts of the world. So all of the travel companies I'm aware of are clearly interested in helping the traveler find the place that they're looking for.
So you think you offer essentially the same thing as Airbnb if that's what the customer wants?
Correct.
Hmm. Have they made you do anything different because of their success?
No, I think they've opened up the category in terms of the short-term rental in a city that wasn't as strong as it was before. Vacation rentals and vacation rentals online had been around for a long, long time, but the notion of being able to rent an apartment in a city hadn't gotten particularly popular until more recently. And Airbnb deserves some credit for making that a compelling category and for being able to do so at a price point when other hotels, when the average daily rate for a hotel in a city is going up, up, up.
I want to ask you a question that I really could ask of any CEO, but I've got you here on the line, so I'm going to ask you, which is that you, like many, get a pretty big salary. We saw that you got a $38 million option award last year. You're not going to get one for another couple of years, but still, a lot of people look at that and say, that doesn't seem right, that the leader of this company is making so much more than the lowest paid employee. And I just wonder your thoughts on that.
Well, I guess when you look at kind of raw base, my salary is not particularly out of line with other CEOs. In fact, it's considerably lower. Not to say it isn't a wonderful salary to live on. The option grant, I think, is the right way to reward companies. If you look at my option grant to reward CEOs, if you look at my option grant, it's a 5-year grant. So it's the board of directors and myself aligned on building long-term value for the company where the benefit only accrues to me if, in fact, I grow the overall value of the company. And if it doesn't, then that option grant isn't worth $38 million. It's worth zero. And that's, I believe, a better way to compensate CEOs across the board.
So CEOs' pay should be tied to how the company is doing.
That's my belief.
All right. Well, Stephen Koffer, before I let you go, I just have a quick little lightning round for you, just a few short questions. Where do you like to travel?
Favorite destination is Jerusalem. Favorite recent destination would be Turkey.
Hmm. How many reviews have you written for your site over the years?
I think I'm up to about 100 now.
Wow. So you don't do it every time you travel?
Not every time.
How did you decide on the owl?
We were looking for a logo or a mascot, something better than just a typeface for our name. And when we thought about core attributes of TripAdvisor, we thought about, a wise uncle or aunt who could advise us. We thought of something that could see in the dark to prevent those mysterious things happening on a trip. And I could go on and on, but you can see how an owl would become our mascot.
And who do you like for 2016?
I'd like the most honest politician out there. That would be my favorite.
Okay. Stephen Koffer, co-founder, CEO, and president of TripAdvisor. Thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.